Happy Monday. This is the 137th day in the year of 2021. There remains 228 days left in this year. Can you believe that the year is almost half gone? But it's still not too late to rearrange your schedules. Maybe you're doing too much, and maybe you're not doing enough. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is Linda Sims. The name of the program is called A Voice of a People, here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.com. And you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to be a part of the conversation today, please call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. It is Monday. And you know how Mondays can go. Mine went pretty good so far. I had a little turbulence before noon today, right? I was really studying hard on something, and my daughter called me about something that the grass, of all things, the grass, while I'm deep in thought and in text and studying, and it kind of got me off guard. And then I had to call her back, apologize. No, I called her back and told her I didn't like what she said. It really kind of disturbed me and got me off track of what I was studying. So then we came to an agreement, and everything is better now, okay? But, you know, Mondays have their ways of being temperamental because we're temperamental people, right? And we meet and greet temperamental people. But that's been taken care of at the moment. Okay. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logos.christianministries.com. Now, they have a free produce every third Saturday of every month. They had their free produce last Saturday. Okay, so this one is for June because it's only once a month. But please take advantage of this opportunity. People you may know need free produce. Please share this information with them. The next one will take place June the 19th. From 12 noon to 2 p.m. And again, that location is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 2 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled Balance in Life. Why is it that we always get out of balance? Because we're like the thought today was, well, not the thought today, but when I open up saying Happy Monday, and it's not too late to adjust your schedules or rearrange your schedules, because we may be doing too much. We may be putting on too many hats, or maybe not enough. And this goes right with that, this thought for today, balance in life. The indication of balance in life is a sense of well-being, optimism, and a clear conscience. The foundation for achieving this is to look after myself spiritually, making my mind peaceful, loving, and thoughtful at all times. Then I will instinctively know how much to spend on my own well-being and how much on fulfilling other responsibilities. I can only give my best to others when I am myself at my best. And that is so true. you can only give of yourself when you when you're at your best. Can you give to other people? You know, like, let my cup overflow, Lord. David says, Psalms 23, my cup overflows. That's when I can give to other people. But if it's not overflowing, then where am I going to get it from? What I need to share with other people, what I need to give to them, you know. So let our cups overflow with the best that we can be. And look, and have balance in our life. Let's try to have balance. Let's not be too much to the left or too much to the right, but let us learn to have balance. I'm kind of waiting on my guest today, Micah Walker. She is an editor of the Marion Star, and we've moved to a new location, 523 South Prospect Street. And I'm going to try to keep you not just busy, but giving you information or talking to you to keep your attention until she gets here. Let me share with her that this is a house and not a building. You know, when you move and you have to describe your new locations, but I think I hear someone closing the door outside. Now, let me get a hold of her right here. She may be trying to contact me. Okay, she's here then. Micah Walker. She says she's outside, so I'm like, come on in. Micah, we're waiting for you. She's new to our community. She hasn't been here too long. Hello.
Sorry, I got stuck in the traffic.
Oh. I guess that makes sense, being stuck in the traffic. On everyone's getting off work now, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So have a seat after you get your things down. I've already opened up and everything.
Okay.
So it's good to see you today.
It's good to see you too.
Take a deep breath. I know, like, rushing through that traffic and trying to get here. I'm glad you found it.
Yes, I got a little turned around, but I was able to find it.
I rode past this place two or three times before I found it. I'm saying, surely that's not the building, you know, when we moved, so... Mm-hmm. I found it too. So how you doing today?
I'm well.
Good, good.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. You look well. You look nice.
Thank you.
I like that green.
Thanks.
Springtime. Absolutely. So, Micah, the editor, one of the editors at Marion Star, right?
Reporters.
Reporters. Why do I keep putting editor? I even put that on Facebook. I even went to your last interview because I do a sheet on everyone that I have. And I had editor on there, too. So I just picked it up, wrote it down again, right? Okay. So, just kind of introduce yourself because, you know, we always have new listeners. Because someone said, I've been on your show before. That doesn't matter, right? Right. Go ahead.
So, like Linda said, my name is Micah Walker. I'm a reporter with the Marion Star, and I mostly cover COVID and health, business, education, and prisons. And I've been with the Marion Star for almost a year now, and I'm enjoying covering people in Marion County and events and just getting to know the community.
That's great, because you're not from Marion, Ohio, so this is all new to you.
Yes.
And you're finding your way around pretty good.
Yeah, I am, despite the pandemic and mostly working from home.
Wow. Now, when the pandemic came into view and it disrupted everybody, how did you perceive that as being an reporter? Was that something juicy for you? Did it excite you to be able to do coverage?
So, when the pandemic first hit, of course, I was just as shocked and confused as everyone else. Everything was so brand new and we didn't know a lot about the virus at the time. And it's just affected everything we do when it comes to work, school, social lives. So it's been really interesting to cover stories that touch on it, on all those subjects with COVID, and just seeing how they've been affected, either if they've had to close down or just alter how they do things due to COVID.
Wow.
Like the schools.
Yes, absolutely. And from my understanding, the schools have reopened full-time for the students?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
I know Marion City Schools, they opened up 5 days a week, I think about a month or so ago.
Okay. Also, they're not taking the Wednesday to clean down the school and all that, you know, like they go Monday and Tuesday, then come back Thursday and Friday. So they're just going the whole 5 days.
Yes. With health protocols, of course.
Right. Well, that's good news, though. I didn't realize that. I thought they were still doing Monday, Tuesday, close down for Wednesday, clean up the school, and then come back Thursday, Friday. Well, that's good. We're making progress, sounds like, huh?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yes, the administration kept saying that COVID wasn't spreading throughout the schools. So they're really dedicated to opening schools 5 days a week.
That was a good thing. And I'm glad that it wasn't, you know, because of the children. I think we have way more children than we do adults in the world, period. You know what I'm saying? Great. Did you have something you want to add to that?
Oh, I was just going to say, I know it's been difficult for children with the remote learning, so I'm sure they're ready to get back to school full time.
Yeah, and I couldn't imagine the parents, you know, working and trying to have babysitters, and because everything was closed down.
Right, they had to be a parent and a teacher.
Oh. And babysit their own children. My daughter has adopted 3 children, and she wants to wait till she get 50 years old to adopt children. Her son is like in his 30s. And she's crying all the time. And I'm like, wait, no one told you to wait till you get 50 to want, you know, bring on more kids. I'm like, whoa, I feel sorry for you, but there's not much I can do for you. And I mean, they're like 5, 4, 2 years old. So what are you going to do, you know? So finally, she was able to find a place in Oroville that did the daycare, somewhat type like preschool. For the older ones, but then she had to find another babysitter for the baby.
Okay.
But she's been going through because of that COVID, but things are lightening up, I think, all around, and I'm especially thankful for that.
Yes, and we're starting to slowly get back to normal.
Yeah. Do we even remember what normal was like?
I know, it seems like such a long time ago.
It does. Now, you're a reporter, so have you heard anything about the Marion County Fair? Will they be holding that this year?
Yes, they are. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I wasn't for sure. I heard the mayor was talking about opening up the pool if they get enough lifeguards.
Yes,
and I hope they do. I hope they do, because the children need something to do for the summer. You know, they really do.
Right.
So, which was, or what can you, I mean, as you're thinking about, one of your most, I guess, maybe not popular articles you have done, but the most stressful for you?
Most stressful. Well, one of the stories that comes to mind is I did a story last week. It was on vaccine resistance, just people who are uncertain or do not want to get the vaccine at all. It was just hard trying to find sources on for people who will go on the record and say they haven't gotten the vaccine yet. But mm-hmm. So I reached out to some people, but I never heard back. So I just took a different approach with the story. I talked to the CEO of Marion General Hospital and the nursing director from Marion Public Health. Mm-hmm. And just talked to them about, you know, if they're seeing any decreases in appointments, which they are, and what they can do to get more people vaccinated.
Right, right. Now, I was wondering if, I know a lot of people are saying, well, I'm not getting that shot, you know, the mark of the beast, and they have all kind of excuses, but I don't believe that it is the mark of the beast. I know time is fastly approaching the coming of Christ, you know, the end of the world, like people talk about, well, the Bible talks about, but I don't think that was the mark of the beast because of the way that it came, the way that it happened, you know. So we mm-hmm. can't just blame this on one man, you know, who's supposed mm-hmm. to take over the whole world and the mind of the whole world. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think it's that. I have children and grandchildren that don't want to take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm fascinated, fully fascinated. But and my one grandson said, Grandma, please don't take the vaccine shot. But that was kind of after the fact. I was already fully vaccinated, you know. So I'm like, I was skeptical at mm-hmm. first. I think a lot of us were, you know, and kind of fearful of it. But I remember when we had to take the polio shot. The whole community, everybody in it had to line up. Mm-hmm. At the, I know one of the places was Fairgrounds, off of Fairground Street, Coliseum.
Okay.
Yeah, and it opened up, and we had to go there. And I remember that. I think it was even on Sunday, all weekend or something. And there were lines and lines and lines of people coming to take mm-hmm. that shot.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, what's different?
Yes, you're getting a vaccine to prevent you from getting this virus.
What type, how do you describe your writing style, Micah? Because I know everybody's different, just like an author or artist, right? Everybody's different. How do you describe yes. yours?
I like to make my writing style like conversational, something that's as easy to read. I like to include a lot of color in my writing, like a lot of descriptions, mm-hmm. like if it's an event, like the Prexy Signing Day. I went to that on Friday. So I like to add like what's happening in the scene or just get some really colorful characters or you know, people for the story and get quotes from them mm-hmm. that really shows their personality or gets the message across that I want to convey in the story.
Okay, because, you know, I never even thought about that, your style of writing, your stories, you know, but because sometimes I'm thinking, what am I supposed to ask her? You know, how am I supposed to interview her as being a reporter, you know? What do you think about people saying false or fake news? What do you think about that?
I think that's very disappointing. Journalists work hard every day to bring their readers the facts and just inform them about what's going on in their community. And so just seeing fake news, it's like, just give us a chance to read some of our stories. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll see that we are telling the truth and that these stories matter. And so, I just say keep an open mind and just don't give in to what you see on social media, because a lot of that is fake news.
Right. So you think people have a legitimate reason for saying that or even thinking that, and it depends on certain subjects. It's not every subject that people hear or that's in the headlines that people consider, oh, that's okay, but that's fake right there. How do people even know the difference?
You just have to find reliable sources. Mm-hmm. Has this publication been around for a long time? Have they been known to be trustworthy? So like the Marion Star, or USA Today, or a big publication like that.
Right. And you know, like you said, the Marion Star, we're talking about that, which were who you work for. I've seen in my lifetime where if they did make a mistake and found out it was a mistake, I've even seen apologies, you know, from the Marion Star, the editor, whoever may have done that. I mean, years ago, because I haven't received a Marion Star in, years, you know. And I think that...
I'm hoping you're still reading online.
Oh, yeah, I do. Every now and then, but not every day. Sometimes it doesn't even cross my mind. Unless someone says, well, such and such happened, or, you know, someone passed away or something like that, then I may think about it. And I'm sorry, that has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. I just don't read the paper every day.
But I get it. A lot of people don't read the paper as much as they used to.
That's true. And then you have those news flashes that come repeatedly all day long on your cell phones, you know?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, even local news. So I just maybe didn't think it was necessary. I don't know. And most of the time it's only like 2 pages.
Yes, I know the newspaper is getting thinner and thinner.
And that's probably because of social media, right? You think?
Social media, and then just trying to find get the revenue to produce a full newspaper. We rely a lot on advertisements.
Oh, okay. All right. It's like TV.
Yes.
Right. To present a show, you got to have sponsors, right?
Yes, and then these advertisements, they help pay for the papers.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. Let me see. You did tell us about the stories you like to cover. You enjoyed covering COVID.
Yes, to an extent. I mean, I don't like writing about the bad news.
Yeah, it was. But it was necessary, though.
Yes.
We needed your impact in the story that you wrote for Pastor Jackie Peterson and the loss of her mother. It was very good. I did read that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and it's sad that we've lost a lot of people and loved ones and friends, you know, to the COVID. And I'm glad it's gone away.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just feel so bad for Pastor Jackie, mm-hmm. losing her mother like that.
Oh, yeah. She was a fun woman. I loved her as being... I didn't really know her that well, but she was always asking me or would speak to me. That's what I loved about her. Some people, they don't acknowledge other people at all, you know. And I always acknowledge her because of that, yeah. And they say, if you want to be a friend, show yourself friendly. And that's the type of woman that her mother was. And I'm sure they miss her. I'm sure they really do.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. How would you handle, I guess I would say a hostile witness, and you're trying to get a story and they're just very uncooperative. How would you handle that situation as being a reporter?
Well, I've had some situations like that where the person doesn't want to talk to the media. In that case, I usually just try to find a different person to talk to for the story, either in that company or maybe just go with a different source altogether. I know I have a lot of trouble getting in touch with, when I'm doing stories, getting in touch with a department store or, mm-hmm. or something like that. So I just try to find an alternative. Mm-hmm. There's always an alternative.
Okay. So have you had in the resistance because you are a black female?
I haven't encountered any racism, which is great, but yeah, I haven't had any situations like that.
That's good. That's good. That's excellent. It is excellent.
So, at least I wasn't aware of if they had any, if they were uncomfortable because I was a black woman.
Right, right. And that's good. That's even better. That's even better. That way you can feel more comfortable about being here in Marion, Ohio. Not only that, being around socially, you know, interviewing people, you know. But I think about that, people like to be in the know. And, you know, for someone to come up and interview them, it makes people feel important, like their point of view matters. And it does, and it mm-hmm. does, and it does. So I guess it's just your line of work.
Yes, you're always going to have some people who do not want to talk to you. And they're just not comfortable, you know, opening themselves up, you know, to media and having their story or a situation being public.
That's so true. So true. Boy. Now, you said you, we've talked about the COVID, health, education. You said you also report on the prisons. So, what kind of condition are they in as far as COVID is concerned?
So, as you probably know, there was a large outbreak last year at MCI. Mm-hmm. And from what I report, it seems like that outbreak has diminished. They've been getting vaccinated on a regular basis.
That's good.
Yeah, I did a story a couple of months ago on just seeing how conditions have improved since last year. And it seems like that prisoners are getting vaccinated, and they have some hesitancy to getting the vaccine.
I'm sure.
Yes. I talked to a inmate at MCI, and I also talked to a prison guard from one of the prisons, and they're both a little resistant to getting it, but I know the prison guard did get his vaccine, but I'm not sure about the inmate.
Okay. I'm sure. You know, there are people just like on the outside, they have their opinions about the vaccine, just like so many of us do. But are you vaccinated?
Yes, I'm fully vaccinated.
Well, good. Yay.
Yes, thanks, Marion Public Health.
Yes, absolutely. So when Micah comes around, she's fully vaccinated. If you don't see her with a mask on, but I guess we still have to wear a mask.
Yes, I'm going to keep mine on for the time being.
Right.
Even though the CDC says that we don't have to wear masks anymore for those who have been fully vaccinated.
Not even around other people, they're saying?
No, they're saying indoors or outdoors. If you're not around, you know, huge crowds of people, you don't have to wear one.
Well, that's good. But, you know, and I think about that, and I heard that, but then you have people who don't want to wear the mask anyway and not wearing a mask, and they're like, like they're vaccinated and we're around those people, but if we don't have to worry about, if they do have the virus, we don't have to worry about contracting the virus because they don't want to wear a mask. Because at one time they were saying people had the virus and wouldn't wear a mask, and they were spreading it, you know.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, me.
So I'm hoping people just tell the truth, and, you know, if they haven't been vaccinated, just continue to wear their mask.
That's true. I do too. Tell us something about Micah we might not know.
Something you might not know, like any hobbies or anything.
Yeah, whatever. Yes, whatever you would like to share with us.
Well, I can share one piece of news. Okay. Recently, I got a new cat.
I think I saw that, didn't I? Maybe.
I did post it on Facebook, so.
Okay, I saw it then. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's been quite an adventure. I never had a cat or any animal before, so it's all new to me.
And it's a baby kitten?
She's about 6 or 7 months old.
Yeah, well, I guess that's kind of a baby. How big is she now, about? How tall does she stand now?
So she's a medium size. She's not small like a kitten, but she's not a full-grown cat either.
Okay. Okay, so I know she's given you plenty of adventure.
Yes, she's very energetic. Her name's Mary, and she's a tortie cat.
What kind of cat?
They're called torties. They have a mix of black, brown, and white fur.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not like a calico cat, is it? They have gold, I think, right? Or the yellow, black, and white. Is that different?
I believe they're in the same family.
Same family. Okay. Okay. Wow. What do you like about cats?
Well, I've always thought they were fun to play with, and they just make a great companion. And they're not as wild as dogs.
Yeah, they're pretty tame, huh? Yeah. And you don't have to teach them how to go in and outside to use the bathroom, do you?
No, they take care of their business in their litter box.
Yeah, they're pretty clean.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
And I just wanted, a companion to have at home, since it's just me down here in Ohio.
That's true. That's right. You're from Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, from Michigan. And I hear that we're supposed to be getting, Detroit Coney Dog Place? It's supposed to be coming soon in Marion, Ohio. Behind the courthouse.
Oh yes, I did see that on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to do a story on that soon.
Yeah. Because they said they were going to open up in April, but something happened and that didn't happen. So, I don't know what the holdup is, but I'll be glad to hear what you write about it. And not only that, I'd love to try their Coney dogs.
Yes. It'd be nice to have a Coney Island in Marion. They always have good food.
Really? Did you ever eat there in Detroit? Well, Michigan. It doesn't matter what city, I guess.
Right. There's Coney Islands all over Metro Detroit. And okay. They usually just have, typical fare, the Coney dogs, mm-hmm. Burgers, chicken, things like that.
Okay. I didn't know that they were so popular in Michigan, Coney dogs. I have had their pizza in Detroit. Those
Detroit style pizza.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the pizza we had, I couldn't even eat one piece by myself, totally. Because it was so thick, but it was so good. So good. Yes.
Yes, I love Detroit-style pizza. It can make you really full. I can only eat one or two pieces before I'm done.
I know. Wow. First time I went to Detroit to visit my sister, my baby sister used to live there. She married a gentleman from Detroit. And she took us to this eatery. I can't remember what it's called, but they had the corned beef sandwiches, and they were like stacked up with the coleslaw on them. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Was it called Bread Basket?
I don't know what it was called. And their dessert was strawberry shortcake. They all had the same dessert. Only one dessert, but oh my. Yes, she's not there anymore, so we don't visit there, but it's always something about what you eat when you go to a different place and you like it, and then you want to go back and get that sometimes,
Yeah.
That's what I think about. Wow. When you meant they talked about the Coney dogs, and I thought about the pizza that I had there, you know.
Did you go to Buddy's? Buddy's Pizza?
I don't know. It was downtown.
Okay, that's what they're known for.
Okay. Could have been Buddy's. It was down. Now it seems like so long ago, Micah. Oh, wow. But I enjoyed it. And looking over the water and seeing Canada. Have you been to Canada?
Yes, so a long time ago.
Okay.
I've been to Windsor, and then I went to Niagara Falls with my family.
Okay. What is Niagara Falls like?
From what I remember, it's amazing. I went there when I was about 12.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was me, my mother, my aunt, and my cousin.
Okay. I bet that was an experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We drove up there, and we had a hotel that was right by the falls, so it was a great view.
Is it true that it has a continuous rainbow?
I didn't see a continuous rainbow, but I did see one while I was there.
Okay. That's what I heard. They had rainbows all the time there because of the water and the promise God made he wouldn't destroy, you know, the world with the water.
Mm-hmm.
Fire next time, which doesn't sound too good, does it? Not at all. Now, what are your future aspirations as an editor? Do you have a peak that you want to climb, or do you intend to be an editor for long? Or
so I'm hoping to stay here in Marion for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Then hopefully I hope to become an editor one day, maybe here, maybe somewhere in Michigan. So I do want to go back home eventually.
Oh, okay. Oh, we'll miss you, of course. One day, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. To be editor, yes. So you
yes, and help young reporters like myself get started in the industry and just guide them with their stories and help them become better reporters.
That's good. I was just talking about when your cup overflows, then you can help other people. You know, you can't do that if it's not overflowing, right? Because you don't have anything to dig out of you to give people. So I understand that. And we always need someone who's been there to help us get there, you know?
Right.
Wow. Do you run across many young people who even want to be editors or reporters? The newspaper?
So, yes, I actually have some classmates that were interested in journalism as well. I'm actually, my school I went to, University of Michigan Dearborn. I know, our rival.
Okay.
But, so yes, they had a journalism program there. And I'm seeing a lot of classmates that I went to school with becoming journalists as well, working at either TV or in print like myself. So it's out there. The talent is out there still.
That's good news. Because, you know, I hear sometimes, well, our young people, they're not about anything, but they're lazy. They don't want to do anything. But I'm finding that not to be true. They may have different aspirations or dreams than what we have, you know, it's being older or grandparents. I have to look at it like that because children grown. I got grandchildren grown, you know. So, but I'm seeing that they have different interests that I wouldn't even think they would want to do or be, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to know how it was. How many people, young people, have you ran across? Any in Marion? You've done articles on schools and things like that. Have you ever done any articles on Tri Rivers?
Yes, I've done a few articles highlighting Tri Rivers. I actually did one a couple a couple weeks ago, actually, on a student who's graduating this year. Okay. And he has gained he's gained some credits from Marion Technical College while still in high school. So, and he was featured on a online series that Lieutenant Governor Houston is doing, just highlighting ways to go to college at a low cost or free. So.
Really?
Yes.
Or free? How do they go to college free? Is it like grants or something?
It's through the College Credit Plus program. Students, I believe they have to be in the 10th or 11th grade, and they can enroll in college classes and get credits towards their associate's degree.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to ask you this. Now, you were here during the Black Lives Matter protest.
Actually, I wasn't.
I
came right after.
Right after that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. What'd you think about that, though? Would you have liked to have been able to cover that story?
Yes, I definitely would have been there as a reporter to cover that, because that was such a important part of last year, just with George Floyd, you know, dying, and then just this eruption, this anger that just erupted across the country with, you know, protests happening, you know, here in Marion and across the country.
Yeah, it was. I was surprised that we even had a protest in Marion, because it was like worldwide, you know. Like you said, it just abrupted all countries and all walks of life of people, you know, and they protested against that. So what do you think about, would you like to have covered the story of the policeman who murdered him? Well, he was, is not alleged, because he was pronounced guilty, so it's not alleged anymore. What did you think about that?
I think about the verdict or covering?
Covering.
I'm sure that would have been very stressful, covering that trial, and just all the events before the trial, after the incident. I don't know. I think I would rather cover something that's like, I think I'd rather cover it like from a local level, instead of being right there in Minnesota, being there and covering George Floyd and the police officers and all of that. I think that would have been too stressful for me.
Wow, I don't know how I would have handled it either. Stressful. Whoa. I don't know. I don't think I would want to specifically interview the policeman. Himself, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I thought he looked it like a villain. I do. Like, he intended to do that, you know. And how do you interview somebody like that without being angry with them?
Yes, but as what journalists do, we, even in those extreme circumstances, we still have to, you know, be subjective and don't give in to our opinion. Because the facts matter. They come first.
So you have to remove yourself, and whatever your temperament or attitude might be, you have to be professional.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. That's why, you know, I'm not quick to say that's fake news that I hear. I'm not quick to say that, because I was raised, there's some truth in everything, you know. Just for, I think I find it hard for someone to just go out and make up a story. And they're journalists, you know, and that's what we depend on, the facts that you all present to us, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I agree with that. But, you know, that fake news got its own leg, and it just started running, and I was offended by it.
Yeah, some, like I said, it's just unfortunate that you continue to, people continue to look at or read unreliable sources that do not have proof for the things they're claiming.
Right. That's true. Be slow to believe everything you hear. That's for sure. My mother taught me that. Don't believe everything you hear. And only yes. half of what you see.
Right.
Yes, so don't assume. That's like the first big rule of journalism.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Don't assume. Use your facts. Right?
Yes. Always make sure everything's accurate.
Well, great. That's great. And it's good to hear, and I'm sure those of you who are listening, that was good news for you too, that journalists just don't. I know this is just Micah speaking, but I kind of think they live by a creed, what people say a creed is being a journalist, by bringing people the facts, and we should be slow to say that's not true because it may be covering a certain subject or something like that, but... Thank you, Micah, for coming and spending some of your precious time with us. And we are out of time. The show is coming to a close, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And have a happy and blessed summer, and I pray you get many, many more good stories to share with us.
You're listening to WWPH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead.